We'll call the board of equalization meeting to order at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We'd be moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. See, we've got a couple to adjust. Five in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. Five in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Ask for a motion to go into a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
I would move to go into public hearing.
Second.
By Byers, second by Hill. Vote. Five in favor. This one is for Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center. I assume nothing out of the ordinary, Lori? Any discussion on this?
I would move to approve the tax exemption on vehicles owned by Beatrice. I'm sorry, we have to go out of public hearing.
Yes, sir.
I would move we go out of public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. Six in favor.
I would move to approve the tax exemption on vehicles owned by Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill, to approve the tax exemption for the vehicle owned by Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center. Vote. Six in favor. Do we have this correction slip?
Yes, you can right here. Those are the copies because that was already passed last time. And this was amended.
Okay. I'd ask for a motion to approve the corrected tax credit amount on tax collection slips number 9 and 10. We previously approved the amount on May 8th. It was $1,564.16. The corrected amount totals $1,879.06. If anyone would like to see these, we approved these before. It was just a numerical error.
Eric, just to explain that one a little bit more, this individual was a homestead exemption applicant, but they changed him to a service-connected, and they went back for 2 years, which would be the year of 2017 and 2018. And so we gave him, this is in the rural area, so there's 25 acres to the parcel. We gave them the exemption in the rule. You get 1 acre, the garage, and the house, but they also had some ag land. And because there's an ag land tax credit, they get more, the ag land tax credit, they get that too from what the legislature voted in last year. So some of this is just the ag land tax credit that we didn't give along with the homestead. So that's correcting the amount. And that generally those tax credits are built into the computer, so I think it was after we sent it to you, Treasurer, that we didn't give anything on the ag land, and we had to do that also. So it's just correcting, giving them a little bit more on the ag land for two corrections. So that's the explanation for that. So
I would move to approve the corrected tax credit amount on tax correction slips 9 and 10.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion? Vote. Six in favor. Anything else for us, Patty?
I don't have anything.
Everything moving along smooth?
Probably 2 weeks. We have next weekend.
I heard rumor one of the counties was expecting quite a few protests.
Which county?
Several thousand protests.
from Buffalo? What'd they do? Lincoln had 7,000 preliminaries, or Lancaster.
Do you have any idea or any projection?
Well, Buffalo is county, is Kearney, isn't it?
Kearney.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We did, almost everything's going out this year. I mean, almost every tax statement, I mean, receipt's going out. So we'll be mailing probably, I would say, upward of 14 to 15,000.
You're reducing that many?
Part of them. Not your part, though.
Typical. All right, if everything else is well, we'll close equalization at 8:36 on the clock. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.